It's the Rudin Report on WICC. Now, your host, Dave Rudin.
Welcome to the Rudin Report Live. I'm Dave Rudin. Got a good show for you today. Actually, it's going to be a different show, and we're going to get right into it. Found out yesterday that Sean was unavailable today and decided we're going to do an all-guest show, and I rarely get players. I always go to kids. I usually go to coaches, and decided we're going to get some players on. So it's going to be a quarterback-centric show. Coming up with me a little later, we're going to have Greenwich's MJ D'Angelo, Darien's Ben Rolap, and Staples' Nick Wall. But starting off, we are going to get our coach spot in. It was a pretty the games this weekend pretty much went to norm, but there were a couple of 50-50 games. Trumbull had a comeback win over Danbury, and yesterday Norwalk was down 13-0 early to Wilton, rallied, and came away with a 21-19 win. Probably the biggest win in the first season plus for my guest. And joining me right now is the Bears coach, Mike Forge. Mike, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Dave. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Congratulations on the win. Had to be an exciting time for the team.
Yeah, it was. The boys did a really good job of coming together and, you know, putting together the game plan that we had for them. And, you know, sometimes luck goes into it. Wilton had lined up for a field goal to win the game, and they missed it. So we ended up on the better end of things.
Yep, the Warriors missed a 39-yard field goal at the end that would have won the game. We've got a lot of returning quarterbacks in the league this year, and obviously, you know, having an experienced quarterback is such a benefit. And Mason Rena really stepped up for you yesterday with 261 yards passing and two touchdowns.
Yeah, absolutely. Mason has done a great job all off season on, you know, putting himself in the place to be the quarterback he is. I mean, he's a 1,000-pound lifter, bench squat and clean. He's always working his craft, always out there with the wide receivers throwing. And, you know, he had some great reads yesterday and threw some good balls and put us in position to win the game.
And you've got playmakers as well, a couple of nice touchdown catches from Jaden Diaz and Ethan Hudson. So you're going to have talk a little bit about those two and some of the other guys you have that have been doing a good job getting in space.
Yeah, we definitely have a litany of offensive players that we can get the ball to. You know, Jaden Diaz, Ethan Hudson out of the backfield, like you talked about. You know, Ethan had a great, 75-yard run yesterday off a catch, and Jaden was able to put the ball in the end zone on a run. You know, we've got Phoenix Durno, we've got Kevin Gordon, we've got Jackson Irmo, Mason's brother Gavin on the outside. So a lot of weapons, and, you know, forces teams to say, what are you going to take away?
Yeah, we talked a little bit at the Rudin Report, the media day, and I kind of got a sense you guys knew you were going to be better than I think other people maybe thought, and we're seeing the benefits now of the foundation you set last year in your first season.
Yeah, definitely. I think I think the kids are now believing that they have the ability to do good things. I mean, even though we went down 13-0 yesterday, the guys believed, and they're like, yeah, we got this. You know, we can score, we can make things happen, we can get some stops defensively. A defense played a, you know, a great game. Even when the offense couldn't get a first down late in the game, they stepped up and they put us in position to win.
What's been the big difference for you? You came over from Darien, you were the defensive coordinator for a long period of time, and then the head coach, won state championships, both as an assistant and as a head coach. And then you have to go back to Norwalk, which when you took over was in a tough situation. Pat Miller, their coach the year before, resigned, took a college job right on the eve of the season, and Sean Ireland and Pete Tucci came back and coached for a year. And now you have to come in last year and into a tough situation. What's the difference when you go to coaching a team where you're expected to win and you already know you got players and you're coming into a rebuilding situation where nobody really knows you?
Well, Norwalk has players too. We just we got back to basics and focused on little things. Weight room became a priority, and I think we're now starting to see some benefits of it.
How challenging has this season been with this Norwalk High School? You're under repairs there. You don't have a home field. I'm not even sure where you guys go to practice, but I'm assuming you have to. You have to go off campus, obviously, somewhere. So how challenging has the season been so far?
It actually hasn't been that challenging. The field that we practice at is a quarter of a mile away up the street at a middle school, Nathan Hale. And, we just treat it. Everything's an away game for us. We, put the kids on a bus and we drive over to McMahon. And, even though it's our home field, we're on the road mentality, and it's a business trip.
You'll be able to answer this question better a month from now, but you get a sense, you got to be optimistic that a win like yesterday's, after you've been shut out by Wilton the last 2 years, that, hopefully it's going to be a confidence builder and the team's going to be able to build on it and hopefully have a successful season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think, one of the things that the players see is that, week one kind of got away from us. We got down the 20-0 hole and we came back, but it just wasn't enough because of mistakes that we made. So we try and clean up the mistakes and, hopefully we got you talk about 50-50 games. We've got some coming up and some games that'll be very challenging for us. And, hopefully we have enough and we do enough to rise to the occasion and get after it.
Well, Mike, I've known you a long time. You're one of the good guys in coaching and it's great to see for you and for all the guys at Norwalk starting to have the success that we've come to expect there. So I want to congratulate you and the guys on a great win yesterday and wish you best of luck coming up the rest of the season, and thanks again for taking the time here to join me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for all you do for high school football.
I appreciate it, Mike. That was Mike Forget. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, Greenwich quarterback MJ D'Angelo, you're listening to the Rudin Report Live on WICC. Taking advantage now of Sean's absence, I really want to get players on this show more often than maybe I have in the past. And it's all about the players. It's all about the kids. And now we're going to go into a quarterback-heavy show. We've got three quarterbacks that are off to great starts. And one of them is in Greenwich joining me right now, MJ D'Angelo. MJ, thanks a lot for taking the time.
Yes, sir. How are you, Dave? Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you great. How you doing?
Good. You?
I'm doing good. I enjoyed watching you. Got to see you play for the first time yesterday, a 37-7 win over Stanford. You threw four touchdown passes. You have to be pretty happy with the 2-0 start.
Yes, we are. Our whole team is really happy. This is just kind of, we said if we go 3-0 in the beginning of the season, we're going to be chugging along from there. So it's a good start, and we're all happy with it.
What have been the keys so far? And You haven't played a game. You kind of anticipate what's going to happen. Now that you have two games under your belt, what's your impressions? What, especially for you, what's been easy? What's been a struggle to get up to speed with?
My coaches, I have to thank them, first of all, for getting me ready to get thrown kind of into the fire. Last year, I didn't really see the field much, but They prepared me all off season, and the pace of the game is a lot faster, which I'm getting used to. But we all, our whole team is young, and we are all ready to take the next step. And we were ready to take the next step in terms of like playing on a varsity level. So I'm proud of my whole team, and our team chemistry really has been a thing that got us through the first two games.
How big was it to get off to the start you did yesterday? You guys scored on your first three possessions. It took all of 12 plays. And obviously you've got some chemistry. We talked about it a little after the game with Matt O'Donnell going. He caught those first three touchdown passes. How big was that, just kind of getting 21 points right off the bat?
It felt great. Our defense kind of put us in the position to make those type of drives happen. We started the ball on like the 40-yard line, I think, three times in a row to start the game. So, I owe a lot of that to the defense, because it's pretty easy to get points on the board when you're in good field position. The O-line was playing great to start the game and throughout the whole game. I appreciate them a lot, and I couldn't do it without them. But, you know, me and Matt, kind of talking about our connection. We've been playing football with each other since like third grade. He's like one of my best friends, and I think it just translates on the field. And all off season we've been working. We were talking about it before the game. We're just ready to go, and we're happy with it.
Last week in the win over West Haven, you only threw the ball seven times, but you got to run the ball 17 in a 24-6 win. I talked to your coach, Tony Morello, before the game, and I said, should I be looking for a lot of runs? And he said, no, we want to throw the ball a little bit more. I'm sure from the game plan there, it was a little bit more fun for you.
Yeah, going out to West Haven, kind of to build my confidence. Like, we always knew that I could kind of carry the ball, so I got to just play football against West Haven and just kind of take it upon myself to – get the dirty yards. But, we had a goal this week to kind of get the ball throughout the air so that we're not one-dimensional. And I think we did a great job of it. O-line, great, great protection, like I said. I felt comfortable back there. And it was a lot sounder of a week this week, but we still got a lot of things to fix and go on to next week fixing.
I'm talking to MJ D'Angelo, the Greenwich quarterback, here on the Rudin Report Live. MJ, you got a lot of playmakers there. That's always the case. Obviously, Matt O'Donnell. We got to see Hector Lopez. He's had two big weeks. It's got to be a lot easier when you got guys who can do something, get yards after the catch.
Oh yeah, it is fun playing with all these guys. We're all, again, like I said, really good friends, but we worked really hard in the off season, so I'm glad to see it's paying off. And Hector, he's a really good athlete and really good player, and I enjoy having him on the field with me. It makes me feel one more person I have that I could trust. Everybody on the field that I'm with, I trust. The 10 guys around me. We all know the assignment. We all know the game plan, and we just got to go out and execute. So I feel like we did a great job of that today, yesterday, and it's been good.
One of the things as a sports writer I don't like as much is we're so busy taking video during the game, it takes away from really watching the game. I do miss the days in the press box where you can see the whole field, you can see formations. And I never really get to see line play as much because I'm always trying to follow the ball. What's it like when you have Peter Von Velakis there at tackle for you with your blind side and opening holes? I don't get a chance to watch him play as much, and I need to take a game where I just kind of focus on him a little bit. I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah, I mean, Peter is something else. He's like, you can't even put words to describe him. He's been starting for 4 years, obviously. He's the center of the line. I mean, we got four juniors, and he's the only senior we have on the line, but he commands that line like nothing else. He's been doing it. He makes the calls at the line. He gets those guys ready. He got them ready all off season, and, he really is the centerpiece of that line, but all of them work well with each other, and every game it's been getting better and better, but they really are something special, and I'm glad that I have them all out there with me.
We in the media were writing about, and so you guys had to read about the whole preseason, two starters back on offense, two starters back on defense. I got tired of writing it, and I'm sure you guys got tired of reading it. When you see that, did you interpret that as people not expecting – Greenwich to be as strong as it's been? How, when you're reading about all the newcomers, how did the players take that?
I think that it was kind of an advantage for us. People kind of underestimated our team just because we don't have as much experience. But I think that made us who we are, and we got our own identity from it. You know, a lot of young guys, like I said, but we were all ready to step up into this role. And it's been what I expected. I expected us to kind of just find our groove early and click early. You know, team camp over the summer and everything we did to get ready for it. So, yeah, I think even though we're young, we still can, you know, hold our own. We have a small senior class, but, you know, the juniors under us fill in a lot of our holes, and I think it works really, really well.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people they get the wrong impression. They see not a lot of starters coming back, but they don't know that. Especially you're lucky to be at a program that you know, a lot of teams just reload. They're not rebuilding, and it wasn't that Greenwich was going to be down. It was just the fact of we didn't know anything much about a lot of the newcomers, and obviously we didn't know a lot about you. But after 2 weeks and the great success you guys had, I think we were a little bit more familiar, and you got the Rhode Island state champions, Bishop Hendrickson, coming up next week. So, MJ, I want to congratulate you on such a great start, and I want to thank you for taking the time joining me, and I look forward to getting to see you play again in person real soon.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for having me on, and we'll talk.
Okay, thanks a lot. That was Greenwich quarterback MJ DeAngelo. We're going to take a break here, and then coming up, Darien's Ben Rolap. You're listening to the Rudin Report Live on WICC. And joining me right now is probably the one who is most highly touted coming into the season based on his great performance the end of last season and in the Class L championship game, and that's Darien's Ben Rolap, who already has accounted for 10 touchdowns with six passing and four rushing through two games and a 2-0 start. Ben, thanks a lot for taking the time to join me here.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it being here, Dave.
How you doing? I didn't see much about your 49-7 win over McMahon other than you rushed for three and passed for two. So I guess it was another business as usual game for the Blue Wave.
Yeah, we were happy with it. It's always good to put a team away early and then get the twos in by the second half.
What was it like for you coming into the season? Just, you know, you had to share the spot the first half of last year. You got the starting job by injury midway through last season. You came on and you just kept progressing. You and the team both progressed throughout the season until you had that great playoff run. How big was that for you to get that confidence and to get that kind of performance in coming into this year?
Oh, I think it's huge. Obviously, training camp was a lot different this year than last year, but, you know, obviously making a run deep into the playoffs last year and kind of gaining that confidence with every start and getting better every start and kind of meshing with our young receiving group. And, you know, we returned a lot of guys this year, so we kind of are just picking up right where we left off in December.
Yeah, it's a lot easier when you've got familiarity and you've got a great offensive line, which probably has gone, not probably, has gone underrated and been overshadowed because of your play and the great receivers you have. But you know, when you're throwing to a 6'9" tight end and Kevin Roach, he must be around 6'6" tight end, and Charlie Tom, and we've already seen Tommy Krasuski and the start he's gotten off to. Is it just like looking around the field and you know somebody's going to be open?
Oh yeah, I mean, with all the attention to Charlie and Kevin, you know, obviously for their huge frame and kind of the stats that they put up last year. I mean, it's huge for guys like Tommy and Thomas Hurgit and Tyler Spellman, who, you know, didn't get as much of a chance to play last year, but, you know, they're here and, you know, with all the attention on the other guys, they can use their speed, kind of a speed feature we didn't really have last year. So now that we kind of have this dynamic of where we have, you know, Charlie and Kevin, who are kind of our, you know, big guys, vertical threats down the field, who you can kind of just throw it up to, we now have, you know, this speed factor to our offense that kind of adds a whole new dynamic.
Is this just like a dream team kind of offense for a quarterback when you have these kind of players around you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And also, like, not only the receivers, we got, you know, obviously three returning offensive linemen. The pass protection is great. Our running game is great. Everything's kind of clicking right now, and we kind of just want to carry this deep into the season.
Yeah, your line's been doing a great job. Obviously, you have Jackson Davenport back. Everybody knows about him, Buffalo commit. And you even have a freshman. I don't know if people know Kevin Roach's brother Joe has started so far. What, talk a little bit. You're the one who should be giving love to the offensive line, and they don't get enough attention. So here's your chance to do so. Tell us a little bit about the line.
Not nearly enough attention. Not only is, you know, Joe stepping up in a big way as a freshman, you know, who knows what he's going to look like as a senior. But, you know, right tackle Dylan Geddes, who I think is right up there with Jackson, if not equal. I think Dylan's one of the best tackles in the state. You watch that McMahon tape from Friday. I mean, he was like, we were running to his side every time. But also, left guard, we had Thomas Cavallo, who's also young, stepped up. And obviously our returning center, Hayden Strebel, who has been amazing. So not only is Jackson a great lineman, but he's got some great linemen around him, and they've been great for us.
I can remember a couple of years ago just talking on the sideline before games, and just you talk about the youth football players coming up. And I remember you were probably in seventh and eighth grade, and I was talking to some Darien people on the sideline, and it was, you got to wait and see this kid Ben Rollup. You got to wait and see this kid Ben Rollup. He's going to be a player when he gets up here. When you're kind of working your way through the system from youth football to the high school, are you even aware of it? Do you know that other people are kind of hyping you up? And if so, does that kind of put any kind of pressure on you?
I think there was always a little bit of pressure to perform. I didn't have the most conventional youth football experience. I had struggled with it sometimes. I was playing line. I was playing nose guard. So I did play a little bit of quarterback, but I always knew I wanted to be a quarterback, and I always trained specifically for that. But yeah, I think there was always a little bit of pressure. But, you know, you go out there, and after a couple snaps, you not really think about it. You just play.
They really put you on the line?
Oh, yeah. I was a pulling guard.
I'm not going to ask who did that. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to get an honest answer you out of this one, but I have to ask. Everybody figured you were going to be picked the number one preseason team in the state, and you got picked number two. So it's not exactly like you guys were being disrespected. But the fact that it was New Canaan that was picked number one over you guys, yeah, it had to bother you a little bit.
Oh, I think yes. I also think, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot a little in the state championship. Oh, they beat us twice this year. So kind of almost from, can I see how people would think that? Yes. It's kind of, you know, so I think that, yes, while it does kind of leave a bitter taste in your mouth, it is understandable. It kind of changed the narrative come Thanksgiving.
I'm talking to Darien quarterback Ben Rollup here on the Rudin Report live on WICC. We got a long, long way to go, but obviously you and New Canaan have made statements so far in the way you played. I mean, looking at your schedule, I can say it. You're not going to, but yeah, there's a strong chance both you teams could be undefeated going into the Turkey Bowl and number one and number two in the state. Just, you know, assuming that were to happen, what would it be like? I don't remember. I mean, Darien New Canaan's going to be big whether you guys are 0-9 against each other, but what would it be like if you guys were 1-2 and both undefeated?
I think it's tough to raise the stakes of the Turkey Bowl, but I think that would definitely make it more fun.
You got to be, I mean, you got to be real happy. Just, you know, it's almost, you're not even a full season really as the full starter, and the way you've played, you've got to be real happy. I know you're going to deflect credit, and it takes a team, but you got to be real happy with the way you're playing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the way I'm playing. I think there's always room to improve, but I think our coaches, Coach Grant and Coach Amon, are very good at kind of not staying complacent. And we kind of make this joke, like, they always got to be mad about something, because they have this undying condition where they need to get better every single day. And I think that's just the culture that Coach Grant's building around the Starion program.
Well, one thing consistent about all my guests today, they're all great quarterbacks, off to good starts, and they're all class people. And that certainly holds true for you as well, Ben. So I want to thank you for taking the time here, joining me, and congratulations on a great start. And I look forward to seeing you in person live, and continued success to you in the Blue Wave.
Thank you so much, Dave. We'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ben. That was Darien quarterback Ben Rolapp. We're going to take a final break. And then joining me on the other side, Staples quarterback Nick Weil. You're listening to the Rudin Report live on WICC. We've had a really great show, and we're going to finish up strong. We're going quarterback-centric today. And joining me now, probably the player who had the biggest spotlight on him because of who he was following more than anything else. And he certainly has lived up to the hope in Staples right now. Westport's pretty happy with your new quarterback comes in and throws 9 touchdown passes in 2 games. And with me is the Wreckers, Nick Weil. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Probably not as good as you. When you're off to a start, you've completed 37 of 52 passes already, 9 touchdowns. The team's 2-0. Does life get much better than that?
Yeah, it's been pretty nice over the first 2 weeks of the season. Yeah, it's been great so far.
Okay, we talked a little bit in the preseason. In fact, I started my camp tour with you guys first day of OTAs. What's the biggest difference in Nick Weil now than when we first talked in August?
Obviously, I haven't played my first varsity snaps yet. I was only in camp with the team so far. I was definitely very nervous going into that first game, but I think the nerves really broke off after that first snap, and I definitely gained a lot more confidence, especially having my teammates have confidence in me. So that's definitely helped me a lot after this first 2 games.
What was it like? And I'm only going to use his name here once because he doesn't deserve to be mentioned more, but you deserve to not have to be compared all the time. But now, Caleb Smith had an incredible 2-year run at quarterback and led the team to the state championship last year. You're coming in, and it's got nothing to do because of you. Whoever was going to play quarterback after Caleb was going to be put in the spotlight. What was it like for you? Did you feel a lot of pressure? Did you feel like the microscope was put on you?
I mean, obviously, yeah. We just came off a state championship, and Caleb had a tremendous year, CT Player of the Year. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of pressure on me. I felt it throughout the whole off season. My coaches were telling me that obviously there's going to be this pressure, but everyone has your back. And I knew my whole team had my back. My coaches had my back. So I just had to put a lot of trust into the coach and my teammates. But, yeah, a lot of pressure coming into the season. And, yeah, still have some pressure.
Well, you haven't shown it with the way you played. An impressive performance with 4 touchdown passes Friday night up in Tiger Hollow, a 35-7 win over Ridgefield that I got to see. And you've had a nice little connection working out with Shane Sandrew. Shane actually tied the Staples school record with 12 receptions. Tyler Clark had that record, and he had 2 of your touchdown passes. Has there been just a little bit something special going on with you and Shane, who obviously is a great receiver in his own right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, he's had a chip on his shoulder from last season. He had an injury that cost him about half of the season. I know he was working really hard for that season, and I know this offseason he's been working even harder, and he just really wanted a good shot at his senior season, and it's definitely paid off. He's been getting open. He's been really easy to throw to, catches almost everything I throw to him, and yeah, he's been working really hard for that, and yeah, he's been doing a great job.
What about, I'll ask you the same question I asked Ben, just because I don't get to watch offensive line play as often as I wish I could, but send your offensive line some love, because I know how you appreciate them. Tell me a little bit about your offensive line.
I mean, we have four new starters coming in, two seniors, and they've just been working really hard. I mean, we have Eddie Vandermeer on left tackle. He's been starting for 3 years. He's been doing a great job of mentoring the whole line and putting some trust into them, teaching them over this whole offseason. I mean, left guard, we have Harris Yala, not a typical lineman. I think 6'1", 190 pounds, and not the typical lineman, but he's been putting a lot of work and a lot of grit, and he's been doing a great job at center. We have Brady Dennett, transferred from a quarterback from freshman year, and honestly, he's never looked back. He's been doing a great job getting the ball right back to me, and then just obviously going and blocking his guy. And right guard, we have Logan Rotolo, big frame, and I think this whole line has just been trusting each other, and he's one that's put in a lot of the work. And then right tackle, we have Ben Esser, who also hasn't played too much line, but has been doing a great job at right tackle, especially not letting them get through his gaps. So, yeah, I mean, they've been doing a great job blocking for the running backs, especially blocking for me, giving me a lot of time to get the ball off.
You're listening to the Rudin Report live on WICC. I'm talking to Staples quarterback Nick Weil. Nick, I got two questions I don't think I've ever asked anybody at Staples, and I haven't asked any of the quarterbacks. Number one, your coach Adam Behrens is known for his great work with quarterbacks. We've seen it with everybody that has come through the Staples program since he arrived, and he came to Westport from IMG. What makes him such a great quarterback coach, and how much has he helped you to get ready for this season?
I mean, he's definitely a very good quarterback coach, but he also just connects on a personal level, and he's really good at talking to you about whatever you're going through, whatever's happening, and he can also just keep it away from football. He can, and then he can also have it come into football, and then he'll just, he's always been mentoring me since, I think it's fifth grade he came to Westport. He's came to all my youth games, all my youth practices, and helped me a lot. And it's definitely shown through Ryan Thompson, Caleb, and now me that he's just been doing a great job at what he's been doing.
The other thing I'm curious about, everybody asks me why Darien and New Canaan are so strong every year, and I always say go look at the youth programs, and when it's youth football night at the schools, look at how many kids are out there. The PAL football program in Westport's really come a long way. I know it's run by Carm Rhoda and Duke Saltis, and Duke's actually a good friend, and we graduated Staples together. Talk a little bit, if you don't have a good feeder program, you're not going to have a good high school program. What's it been like with the PAL program in Westport, and how big was it for your development, and how big has it been for the success that Staples has had?
Yeah, I mean, before Coach Behrens came in, the PAL program wasn't too big. I think whenever he came in, he brought a lot of the coaching staff with him, and they always came to a bunch of youth practices, and that helped a lot. Helped develop a bunch of different players, obviously helped develop me. And but yeah, bringing that high school coaching staff, those players too, to come help, I think it's just built this culture of success, and yeah, it's definitely helped us succeed in the long run and into high school football.
Well, Nick, nobody had more of a spotlight on him than you, I think, in the FSEC and maybe the whole state. And you've really handled it with a lot of class and a lot of poise. So congratulations on your success. I hope it continues. And thanks a lot for taking the time here to join me today.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, Nick. All right. This is if this show if this is evidence of what happens when I get players on the show, I'm gonna have to make a more quarterback central or more player centric show. Sean, if you're listening, you may not get your job back. I think I'm just gonna put players on the whole time. So that's what happens when you take a bye week. You lose your job. We got a big week coming up with Alliance games. After a week where there are a lot of one-sided contests, second week of Alliance games, and I don't know where to tell you to go to. You want to go to Westport and see Maloney play Staples? You can go to New Canaan and Massac is visiting. You can follow Darien on their trip to Windsor. And you could go to Greenwich Friday and see Bishop Hendricken, the number one team in Rhode Island. And then Saturday, you get a nice doubleheader. You could go to Trumbull and see Bloomfield visit St. Joseph in a great game. Or you could take the trip. They didn't get to play last year. It should be a Thanksgiving Day rivalry. But Ridgefield and Wilton meet. And based on their results over the weekend, it looks like it's going to be a really competitive game. All right, that's it for this week on the Rood Report Live on WICC. I want to again thank my guests, Norwalk coach Mike Forget, Greenwich quarterback MJ D'Angelo, Darien quarterback Ben Rolapp, and Staples quarterback Nick Weil. Take care, everybody. We'll see you again next week.